This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planning guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-F-A-R-M. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment. Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
First of all, on the Farm Show on this Wednesday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 754 and three quarter, down 2 3/4. May wheat trading at 761 and a quarter, down 3. March corn trading at 724 and a quarter, down 4 3/4. May corn now trading at 725 and three quarter, down a nickel. March soybeans trading at 1484 and a quarter, down 11 and a quarter. May beans trading at 1473 and a half, down 12 and a quarter. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 757 and a half, down 5 1/2. May wheat ended at 764 and a quarter, down 6 1/2. July wheat ended at 768 and a half, down 7 1/2. March corn yesterday ended at 725, down 5 1/4. May corn ended at 730 and three quarter, down 5 1/2. July corn ended at 722, down 5 1/2. March soybeans yesterday ended at 1495 and a half, up 6 3/4. May beans ended at 1485 and three quarter, up 5 1/2. July beans ended at 1476 and a quarter, up 6. March soybean meal yesterday ended at 438.50, up 42. May meal ended at 435.30, up 39. July meal ended at $430, up 42. March soybean oil yesterday ended at 52.98, down 13. May oil ended at 53.39, down 15. July oil ended at 53.68, down 16. March oats yesterday ended at 366 and a quarter, up 6 1/4. And May oats ended at 367 and three quarter, up 2 1/2. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon, with soybeans higher and corn and wheat ending lower. Strong soybean meal values and good export demand continues to support higher soybean futures. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 to 6 cents lower at 716 to 734, while soybeans gained 5 to 7 at 1469 to 1486. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 5 cents lower at 728 to 747, and soybeans gained 3 to 7 cents at 1492 to 1511. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids fell 3 to 5 cents at 722 to 754. Soybeans were up 4 to 6 at 1501 to 1521, and the wheat bids down 5 cents at 753 to 773. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids gained 7 to 9 cents at 1521 to 1535. Basis ended steady to 2 cents stronger at 26 to 40 over the March. Hi-Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis gained $4.20 a ton on Tuesday to range from $4.48.50 to $4.57.50. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids fell 5 cents down to $7.39 to $7.59, with basis steady at 10 to 30 over the March. And the Illinois River barge loading elevators, they quoted their producer corn bids steady to 5 cents lower at $7.33 to $7.41, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger at 4 to 12 over the March. Soybeans ended 14 to 16 cents higher at $15.17 to $15.26, with basis gaining 7 to 9 cents at $22 to $31 over the March. Wheat prices for July 13 delivery dropped 8 cents on Tuesday, down to $7.41 to $7.59, with basis steady at $27 to $10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bid 6 to 8 cents lower at $7.37 to $7.38. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 7 cents, with quotations at $15.25 to $15.31. Soft red winter wheat down 5 at $7.87 to $7.88, while the Milo ended steady at $7.28 to $7.29. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in northern and western Illinois range from $5.47 up to $5.62. New crop bean bids at $13 to $13.16. In central Illinois, new crop corn range from $5.50 up to $5.68. New crop bean bids at $13.13 to $13.33. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn range from $5.48 to $5.75. New crop bean bids at $13.08 to $13.34. And the new crop wheat in southern Illinois, those bids range from $7.33 up to $7.46. That is our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended at 88.32, up a quarter. April hogs ended at 87.70, down 65. May hogs ended at 94.90, down 80. February cattle yesterday ended at 127.60, up 52. April cattle ended at 132.30, up 2. June cattle ended at 127.92, down 7. March feeder cattle yesterday ended at 148.52, down 35. April feeders 152.02, down 37. And May feeders ended at 154.82, down 37. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a report on the state's livestock markets.
This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon's livestock report. And first of all, in the Eastern Corn Belt on Tuesday afternoon, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded $1.28 higher. The base price for a 200-pound carcass ranged from $79.50 to $88, with a weighted average carcass price of $84.75. From the Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Boar Report on Tuesday, slaughter sows traded steady to firm with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds range from $36 to $40, 4 to 450s at $37 to $42, 450 to 500 pound sows range from $39 to $44, 5 to 550s at $41 to $45, and heavyweight sows over 550 pounds range from $43 up to $47. Lightweight boars under 300 pounds were at 35 to 40. Heavyweight boars over 300 pounds range from 12 to 17. On the Illinois direct trade on Tuesday, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly steady. U.S. 1 and 3 grade barrels and gilts weighing 220 to 290 traded at $58 up to $61. And receipts of hogs moved in Illinois on Tuesday totaled 10,620 head. And in the cattle trading in Illinois on Tuesday, the opening report from the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville, Illinois, early estimated receipts 388 head. And compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to 50 cents lower, with the slaughter Holstein steers trading steady. Choice slaughter steers range from 125 up to 130. Choice slaughter Holstein steers range from 116 to 120. Choice slaughter heifers at 125 to 130, and select and choice heifers at 123 to 124. And from the National Carlot Pork Report on Tuesday afternoon, trading was moderate as 118 loads did trade on Tuesday. Fresh quarter-inch trim loins were unevenly steady. Boston butts traded $1 to $2 lower, and the skin hams weighing 20 to 27 pounds traded $2 lower. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass For a hog, 53% to 54% lean, ended $1.62 lower on Tuesday, closing at $84.16. And on the box beef cutout values at the close on Tuesday, prices were slightly to moderately higher. Choice carcasses 600 to 900 pounds increased $1.57 up to $184.31, with select carcasses gaining 71 cents, closing at $179.72. On the estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection on Tuesday, cattle slaughter are estimated at 121,000 head. That compares to 123,000 last week and 126,000 one year ago. Hog slaughter estimated at 421,000 head, compares to 415 last week and 415,000 a year ago. Also, we have a short recap of the weekly hay auction at Arthur's Sale Barn in Arthur, Illinois on Monday. Receipts for the auction did total 2,220 bales. The alfalfa premium quality small squares range from $6 up to $9.25. Some good quality small squares of alfalfa range from $4 to $4.75. Alfalfa orchard grass mix premium quality small squares sold at $7 per bale. Some good quality alfalfa mixed grass hay and small squares sold at $4.50 to $5.50, with some large squares 3x3s range from $60 to $70 a bale. Good quality mixed grass hay and small squares sold at $4 up to $6.75, and the wheat straw, good quality small squares sold at $3 to $4.50 per bale. That concludes our livestock report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, $1.55.5 unchanged; for block cheese, $1.64.5 unchanged; for barrel cheese, $1.54.25 up $1. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Tuesday, $17.12. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $7.44. For March, $7.45. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $7.36. And for March, $7.37. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $15.06. And for March, $14.98. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $7.58. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $7.44. Corn at Scottville, $7.36. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $15.06. And wheat at Scottville, $7.58. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I am Greg Urey from M&M Service Company. You don't need to tell me that farming is a difficult business. What you need are the experts at M&M Service Company. For all your agronomic needs, to fuel, propane, and agri-financing, M&M Service Company is your one-stop shop. Our team is knowledgeable about every aspect of your farming operation and can make farming a whole lot easier. Call your local M&M Service Company office at Macoupin, Madison, or Montgomery County today and find out how our team can help you make the business of farming easier. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And our local weather forecast for today: sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-40s with light southeast winds. Tonight becoming cloudy, low temperatures in the low 30s. And for tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy skies with showers likely, high temperatures in the low 50s. And your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday: partly cloudy skies with a chance of showers on Sunday. Low temperatures in the mid-30s, high temperatures in the low 50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady. Mostly clear skies, 23 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Sometimes a new car just doesn't make sense, but you do need dependable transportation. See Auto Sales of Illinois in Litchfield and now on Buchanan Street in Edwardsville. They work hard to find great cars. They have on-the-spot, in-house financing and never run a credit check, but they have bank financing or save with their pay-in-full discount. Save on vehicles you'll be proud to drive. Walk in, drive out at Auto Sales of Illinois, next to the tracks in Litchfield and on Buchanan in Edwardsville.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you on this Wednesday morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. First of all, in our farm news this morning, on Tuesday, we talked to Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the grain trade. We talked about the recent report of about 100 million acres projected to be planted in corn.
This is the time of year when everyone wants to be the first to talk about a record crop, a record acreage, and certainly we could. We could go to 100 million acres, but there's a lot of farmers. I'm still at 97 million acres, close to last year, and a lot of farmers who want to expand, a lot of farmers who want to pull back to their old rotations. I think you have to assume that we're going to be close to last year. There's no major trend change here. And it comes down to what the weather's like, how the crop is going in, and if it's early and the crop is going in well, then they go get another unit and they plant a few more acres. If it's not going in well, they switch to soybeans. So that final 2-3%, which is what we're talking about here, that decision really gets made at planting time. But the bigger thing this year, considering the low-profile moisture, and especially the western half of the Midwest, is going to be what's the yield. That is going to be the bigger impact. The trade will talk about acres, and I think USDA will have a high acreage number and a high yield number, and that will be depressing to them as we get later this month. But in the end, it's going to come down to yield, which this year we could see a yield anywhere between 140 and 170, depending on sea surface temperatures in the Pacific and changes that take place over the next few months.
So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens over the next few months. And as always, it's pretty much based on the weather, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And the range of possibilities is huge. If we go, as forecasters say, we have a chance to swing to the cool and wet, that favors high yields, even with the dry soil profile we have. We could very easily see December corn test $4 support. And if that happens, I think China will be a big buyer. I think we'll see a big expansion in pork production and poultry production and ethanol production. And prices will see a bounce from that level. But if we have a 140 yield because the drought lingers west of the Mississippi, then we could end up retesting last year's high. So the first priority of producers needs to be protect their equity growth plan, protect their downside risk, but recognize that there is tremendous upside potential. So protect downside, leave your top side open.
Speaking of the Mississippi, the level of the river has gone up, they say, about 5 feet over the past several days.
Well, the water that we've received, the rains that we've received have been very beneficial. If you look at St. Louis, which has been a benchmark location just north of where some of the rock pinnacles are, they've been at about a little over 2 feet above their standard level, benchmark level. And it wasn't too long ago that they were at getting close to minus five. The record low is minus 6.2 feet, and they did that in 1940. We thought we were going to be testing that, but now we're well above it, and hopefully we'll be able to hold above it until spring rains arrive.
That was Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions. U.S. soybean farmers continue to reassure international customers of their ability to meet demand with high-quality soybeans. Even though farmers harvested 3.05 billion bushel of soybeans last year and exported about 55% of that crop, some trading partners continue to have concerns and questions about the U.S. supply. Sharon Covert is a soybean farmer from Illinois and serves as chair of the United Soybean Board's Customer Focus Action Team.
Customers, especially in Asia, was the drought that they were hearing about that we were having in the U.S., and particularly in the Midwest, where many of their soybeans come from.
Customers always want to make sure farmers can supply their needs. According to the U.S. Census Bureau figures, U.S. soybean farmers exported 1.3 billion bushel of whole soybeans, meal from more than 404 million bushel, and the oil from 126.5 million bushel.
We assured them that while we might have not as many bushels per acre, we were still going to be a reliable supplier, and there would be a supply of soybeans.
And those soybeans will be high quality. The sustainability of U.S. farmers will also continue to be a key attribute for soybeans and soy products.
Year after year, we provide a reliable supply and a quality supply, and we produce it in a sustainable manner.
Ms. Covert says the United Soybean Board is also looking to improve exports of soy meal.
We're looking at ways to expand our soybean meal market to help our processors here at home, so we'll have the basis for our farmers here can supply soybeans to a foreign market.
Throughout the year, the Soy Checkoff remains in contact with international customers to discuss many soy industry issues, such as quality and current crop conditions. These conversations proved to be especially important with this past summer's conditions. The top customer for U.S. soybeans is China, with 848.7 million bushel in purchases. Mexico is the United States' top soy meal trading partners, with 67.6 million bushel purchased. The top buyer of U.S. soy oil is Morocco, with 30.4 million bushel worth. Exports this year are valued at more than $23 billion. For more information, go to www.unitedsoybean.org. The Cattle Industry Annual Convention and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association Trade Show is being held this week in Tampa. One of the association's committees will discuss foreign marketing. In this report from Joe Sheely of the National Meat Export Federation, he asked Texas cattleman Larry Pratt about the importance of exports and the profitability of American beef producers.
Well, I'm hoping there's some positives that we can look at going down the road. You know, we're looking at 30-month beef to Japan, and what I see is if we can somehow grow into a market with more cattle here and maintain those same levels of product worth, I think it's going to be a great incentive for us to go ahead and try to maybe even retain some heifers or whatever else we need to do to grow our herd domestically. Even though our exports are down a little bit because of cattle numbers, the value, the dollar value, has basically maintained itself. And I'm hoping that value stays there so that we can see some incentive in our domestic producers to increase their herds a little bit.
Pratt says that while some producers are skeptical of the value of foreign markets, most see them as a very sound investment.
Of course, that's my speech that I historically make whenever I'm talking to people in the beef cattle industry. I run into a few that would say, well, we don't rely so much on foreign markets. We should consume all that domestically. But when I talk to these people, I try to intimate and convince them of the fact that we have done well because of foreign markets, and it's attrition back down to us on a domestic level. The thing of it is that I really do believe that foreign markets are driving the bus right now, and we really need to protect them and make sure that we protect our checkoff and spend our dollars as wisely as we can, because our producers need to see that dollar is well spent and see the actual income come back off that dollar.
For more on this and other trade issues and updates from the Cattle Industry Annual Convention, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.
And according to the United States Department of Agriculture's 2013 cattle report, the nation's total cattle inventory dropped another 2% during 2012. The herd totaled 89.3 million head and marks the lowest January 1st inventory of all cattle and calves since 1952. At 29.3 million head, beef cattle are down 3% from a year ago. Also down 3% from 2011 is the 2012 calf crop, which the report estimates at 34.3 million head. That's the smallest calf crop since 1949. There was a 2% increase from a year ago in beef replacement heifers at 5.4 million head. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 753 and three quarter, down 3 3/4. May wheat trading at 760 and three quarter, down 3 1/2. March corn now trading at 723 and three quarter, down 5 1/4. May corn trading at 725, down 5 3/4. March soybeans now trading at 1483 and a quarter, down 12 1/4. May beans trading at 1473, down 12 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.